It is time for the highly informative and the very dependable golf tip of the week. ISPS Honda Senior Championship and Women's British Open style.
It's the longest intro ever.
All right, this week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays, home of the new Shady Rays golf polarized golf eyewear. Jim, who said this? But don't answer yet. When it blows, even the seagulls walk.
This was recent.
All right, this week's tip of the week is post up.
Post up.
All right. So real important that I watch when I'm helping people, and I watch them swing, and you always see how people are trying to swing up on the golf ball, and so when that happens, their left hip for right-handed golfers goes up in the air. Well, that's the worst thing you can do to make solid contact with the golf ball, is to have your hips go on level where your left hip ends up higher than your right hip.
Okay.
So I want you to learn how to post up, and here's how you do it. You're going to take a golf club,
okay,
doesn't matter which one. You're going to put it up against your body, hold it up against your shoulder high.
Across your shoulders.
Like by your collarbone.
I want you to take your golf posture, and then I want you to take your right foot and move it back off the line so that you're on your right foot, so you're on your toe.
Okay.
All right? So your right foot's going to be behind you, and you're going to be on your toe.
Toes pointing to the ground.
Toes pointing to the ground, just like you're in the finish of your backswing.
Okay.
And all I want you to do from your golf posture now is I want you to just rotate your upper body through. Nope, through. You're not going to go back. You're just going to go through.
Okay.
And you're going to hold that position to be able to feel what that feels like. And what that's going to do is that's going to post up your left leg and keep your hips level, so you can get your lower body, or you can get your upper body to come through the golf ball
properly. Keeps you down. I can see this.
Basically, you don't go back. You only go through. You got to move that right foot way back behind you.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly, like an old man, you just fell off balance. Get that foot way back there. Get that foot way back there. Way back. Jim, I wish we had video of this. He can't even stand up and do it. But see how difficult that is? So what happens is, if you don't have good balance, you are not going to be able to make a good golf swing. So I want you to practice this drill where you've got that foot, your right foot well behind you on the toe, put the golf club up across your shoulders, holding it across your shoulders, and I want you to turn your upper body through to where it posts up and straightens up your left leg through the shot. That's going to help you feel that lower body going through the golf shot, as well as it's going to help you with your balance. If you have poor balance, you're not going to be able to accomplish this. You're going to fall on your face every time.
It's a dual drill, really. My glutes weren't activated.
You didn't activate your glutes. You know, everybody talks about how Scottie Scheffler is off balance. He's not off balance.
No.
He's got happy feet. Jack Nicklaus had happy feet. You want to see happy feet? Look at Johnny Miller. Look at how Johnny Miller used to swing his arm. Scottie Scheffler's feet don't move at all compared to what Johnny Miller did. So that is your golf tip of the week.
And a good one at that.
Brought to you by Shady Rays. Make sure you stop into the Kierland Common Store and say hey to Stephanie and the gang. And make sure you check out the variety of styles and the new Shady Rays golf line. Remember, if you scratch them, lose them, or break them, Shady Rays will have you covered with their satisfaction guarantee. Right now, you can get 30% off the Bunker to Bunker special using the promo code B2B. And don't forget, Shady Rays, live hard, we got you.